Federal Reserve, the entire banking institution collapses. Well, when confronted with this kind of information, someone like poor Perot is so shocked. And you look at the probability of the total collapse of an international stability. This will cost your world. This would cost your world. Well, they're faced then with having to decide what they will do and what contribution they will make. Well, it's obvious that they let Stockdale come in and struggle with these vice presidents in a debate, and the man comes across as senile. He didn't even turn on his hearing aid. Well, everybody can look at that and say, well, maybe Perot, but what if Perot dies? What would we do with this Stockdale? This man is a great patriot. This was a great military man, got the Congressional Medal of Honor. But he acted like a total nerd. This is not an accident. They are grooming Perot. And Bush is hoping that something can be brought forth here. Now we talk about Dan Quayle. There is a person who is incarcerated in a federal prison that they had to shut up in the 88 election, put him into isolation so that he could not talk. This was like a Lyndon LaRouche. You know, we've got to get him behind bars so that there is no way he can interfere with this political process, much less get in there with the truth. So they arrested this man, and they locked him away and literally kept him in solitary confinement until after the 88 election, and no one would listen to him. Well, now over the past 4 years, he's made more and more noise and more and more noise. And so right now, he is coming forth, and I believe you might have said to my people earlier that that very person was on one of the radio talk shows right out of Salt Lake City this very week.
That's right. That was Brett Kimmerlin that was on the Bob Less show.
Well, this man sold drugs or marijuana for trade to Danny Quayle. Now, when that really gets, it's confirmed, it is known. Well, that's going to bring poor little Danny boy down. That's exactly what they want. And then when you see this thing just washing over, Mr. Perot will be approached to come in as the vice president. And that will need to take place, you see, possibly before the election. And then other things can be done with Bush after the election, while the preferably, you know, let this thing go while the special prosecutor is still in power. I believe on the 21st of December, you no longer have a special prosecutor.
That's right.
So you've got a situation where you can have a president without an election, and you can have a vice president without an election. And then the president getting into power can then pardon Bush and his cronies. And literally, that is what will have to happen to maintain any stability in the government. Because if all this criminal activity comes out and is pursued, it will stop your government. Period. It'll just pull her down.
Is it seen then that Clinton is likely to win the election?
I think that some massive, massive things are going to happen before they will allow that to happen. But yes, he is groomed for that.
And
if things just went as without any earth upheavals or emergency measures, you see, you're training UN troops all over. There's a massive training sessions going on right now for UN troops in Utah's one of them, one of the places, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Idaho. And I believe there are three bases in Montana. You've got Russians, you've got UN, you've got, you can't imagine what's going on.
They are here then.
Yes.
They are here.
Yes.
Well, there were reports about Michigan where there were said to be UN troops, black-suited, blue-helmeted troops that were actually forcing themselves into homes and confiscating all kinds of things. Is that correct?
That was East Lansing, Michigan, and they had a hit list. They had people who had been under surveillance who were either storing arms, storing survival supplies, under suspicion for various and sundry things, and they went door to door with assault weapons, and they simply confiscated.
So, well, let's see, coming back to the election one more time then, you see that the possibility that Quayle is going to be brought down probably before the election. I suppose it would almost have to be before the election to have any effect, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
And so
in order to convince a Ross Perot that he needs to take that slot.
So he might be persuaded to slide over and become Bush's running mate at the last minute, huh?
Yes. That was the original plan. We wrote it, every detail out for you, and published it in the Liberator.
Yes, I remember.
And there have been other ones that have projected that same probability.
Time is getting short now for that one.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to work simultaneously with some very large measures that the government can get some better emergency grip, more regulations and control on your people.
Okay, so do you see that this election is going to be a fair election? In other words,
No, it will not be. It's already rigged. It's already set. It's done, and all of that comes right through the telecommunication system. I believe you call it Ma Bell.
Mm-hmm.
All of the computer, everything. It's and in cases of states like California where you want to vote for Beau Gratz, you're going to have to know how to spell his name. You're going to have to know who his running mate is and write that in also. And they have it set so that it's almost impossible to make any impact other than as planned, as staged.
My hunch is that, correct me if I'm wrong, please, but my hunch is that Perot was brought back into the race because the polls were showing that the third-party candidates as a group, not just one in particular, but as a group, the third-party candidates were beginning to look better and better to the electorate, who were becoming more and more disenchanted with Clinton and Bush, and they had to run Perot in there to be a lightning rod, as it were.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, you could see how hard they are working to keep Beau Gratz as a total blacklisted person. The media does not say anything about him. There was an edict handed down from the top of these major network television, the top management, that they were not to even mention his name. And CNN, you will find, does not mention Beau Gratz, period. So Beau Gratz is a real thorn in their side, not necessarily as a candidate, because they know he's not been able to reach enough people to sweep the nation. But he's got the information that can pull the government down, because he's got, now there are so many patriots that know the same information, that he's very, very dangerous. And so don't look for this man to go away. After the election is when he will become more and more important to you. This is why he must be kept on the ballots. He must be kept in front of your people, because when this mess falls, you ones are going to have to find leadership. And you've got a basis for rebuilding. You've got your Constitution, and you've got your patriots such as that, and they will have to be there for you to rally around. Now, you have a situation where it's not going to be that simple, because there are also some bases for internment. Not just the closed military bases, but they have literally, I would have to be reminded of which states, but there are new areas which are built strictly for imprisoning patriots who give them trouble.
Okay, well... All right, we have set the scene now. We would invite your questions for Commander Hats On, 570-5855 locally. We will also use our news line, 263-0630 tonight. If you would like to call in with a question to Commander Hats On, we'll take a brief break and be right back. Privilege and pleasure to have on the line Commander Hats On. And also now we are inviting your calls. And let us go, first of all, to Jim. Jim, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Good evening, Commander.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sam.
Good evening.
I'd like to say to the Commander that I agree with everything that was said. I agree 100% with everything. And, in fact, this situation about Kissinger, I had three gentlemen visiting with me from Berlin. They were going to L.A. I had met them quite a few years ago to a convention, and they had just related to me on Thursday that in the Berlin newspaper, it stated that last month alone, Kissinger met with the president of Serbia 11 times concerning the Yugoslav situation. And I also understand that the European community and the Asian community are viewing the United States as a country on the verge of complete collapse, and also saying that the country is going to be dissolved very shortly. In fact, in Germany, the way I understand, according to these gentlemen, there had been, through the German Post, and the German Red Cross, a fund started for the American government and for the American peoples. Why have we not heard about any of this? And can the commander state anything about this country being on the verge of collapse? And why are the American people so damn dumb, if I have to say, and so brainwashed that they cannot realize that Bush nor Clinton is going to do any justice, nor are they going to be able to pull this country up ever again without a complete revolution or some new blood in the White House? Those are my questions I pose to the commander.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Sam.
Well, number one, you have a few talk radio shows such as this one where you have ones who will put their whole career on the line to enlighten you people. There is a total controlled media. You don't know. These things are quiet. They are absolutely manipulated. And this is why. And yes, the rest of the world does know. And yes, you are extremely close to collapse. And in order to maintain any kind of stability or control over you, the masses of people, they're going to have to take emergency regulations so that through the executive orders you will be corralled and run through UN forces, which by the UN Charter itself will have a Russian director. These are the things. The people just slept too long. You got had while everybody slept.
And
as ones like myself have tried to make it through, we have been so ridiculed and my people have been so persecuted and patriots have been shot for trying to speak out. And still, ones will even probably call this very evening giving me a bad time because there are two that always call every time I'm on Sam's program. I welcome that because I want to know what it is about me that they are so worried about. I speak of God, and I speak of the problems in your nation.
Absolutely, and we appreciate so much your being there for us, Commander, believe me.
Well, I understand that, but I don't know how to wake up the people. This is the only way that we know to do it, and we're not going to interfere. And any kind of intervention would be through the spiritual realm and this kind of awakening. We can only outlay the truth for you, make suggestions, and help you along. And be there to bring you ones home if it becomes necessary. And ultimately, of course, to bring you back.
Yeah. I think it's important to outline really more specifically why it is that you cannot simply intervene and fix everything, because I'm sure a lot of people feel that. They say, well, if they really are who they say they are and they have the powers that they say they have, why don't they just fix it all and make it all nice?
Well, because you perceive one thing to be correct, another perceives another thing to be correct, and God gave you free will. That is the purpose of your experience, is to work through in the physical environment.
And this is, in fact, a free will zone.
Yes, and it's hands-off zone. And we are the hosts to come back and bring that word of truth and help you as we can in this manner. It's a little more complicated than that because your own teachers will have told you that before the end of the time, the world would be relegated to the rule of total evil. And this is what's happened through ignorance. And your adversary is totally committed. He has never lost sight of his goal. And man has turned away from the God of goodness and light. And it's time for you to awaken again. Look at your plight. See where you're headed, because you have an infinity to experience. And you once better be making up your minds about that infinity, because you've got a long time to spend in it.
Yes. All right, let us move along to Judy. You're on K-Talk, Judy, with Commander Hatton.
Greetings, Sam, and greetings, Hatton.
Good evening.
My love to you. I thank you very much for all the information that you share with us. And I would like to know if you were present with me at the Open Mind meeting in Salt Lake about 3 weeks ago.
I'm almost always attending those.
I could feel your presence and your love.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you very much, and that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
All right. Thank you very much, Judy. We appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we do have a group, and I believe the leader of the group will be calling in a little bit later to give information as to where and when, if you would like to attend this particular meeting. And so that will be forthcoming very soon. Let's see, Commander. We're chatting about the United Nations, and I. United Nations is one of those groups which I think.
Excuse me, Sam. Sam.
Sam, can you hear us?
Oh, yes,
We are having trouble with the line, so.
How about now?
It's very
clear.
Good.
Okay, I have one line still down there, yes. United Nations is a group that I think in the minds of many is a fairly murky organization, but I suppose very soon, given the information that we have in the Liberator, we're going to be hearing a whole lot more about the United Nations.
Well, it is the head, quote, government. It's run, but it will be the new world, or the ultimate world order, government, and police force.
And in fact, I understand that the Constitution has basically been subverted and is really now, in fact, subservient to the United Nations Charter.
Yes, the Charter itself overrides it, the Constitution.
Yeah, that is an amazing thing, and so this is something that people really ought to keep in mind, because things are so far progressed in some of these areas, most people are not aware of that.
Well, it's so far progressed that you already operate on the basis of a 10-district nation,
mm-hmm.
federally.
That's right. There have been 10 districts carved out of the country to, I guess, overcome the basic prohibitions against dealing directly with the states. Now they can deal directly with these 10 districts in any way that they choose.
That's right. Yes, and all this will end up being enforced. But there's something that you ones, I feel on a spiritual level, that is more important than almost anything that you can deal with this day.
Right.
And that is that. In 1991, I believe, your government, your Congress, by a voice vote, passed what is called Public Law 102-14.
Yes.
And that, precious ones, does away with Christian religion and sets up the Noahide or Noahidic laws of Judaism as your national religion.
That is well documented in a recent issue of the Liberator, and if you were to call this 800 number, ask for a free issue of the Liberator, if you wish to subscribe, I suppose you could go back and pick up on the last couple of issues, which I would strongly advise that you do, because it gets into that whole matter. And The number to call, 800 number, is 800-800-5565. Call that number. If you call this weekend, you can leave a message or call next week during business hours. You will receive a free issue of The Liberator by calling that number. And so this public law is something that you should really be aware of, because it is evidently such that it does supplant, in effect, it creates, is this correct to say that it actually creates a new state religion?
Oh, yes, yes. And that's something that is totally against the Constitution. And this law was not even argued. It was passed by a vote, by voice. And you might think, well, what difference does it make? Nobody pays any attention. Let me tell you what difference it makes. Once all the restrictions come down on you, the intent, precious one, is to kill Christianity. That is a major statement. That is exactly the intent.
It is to, once again, please say that. I'm not sure we caught that.
It is to wipe out, annihilate Christianity.
Your sanity. Our sanity.
Christianity. Christ.
Oh, Christianity.
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 Now, see, you are going, I can get an argument, let's say, from the Muslims, or let's say the Islamic group, or the Buddhist, but I want to tell you something and make a correction here. Buddha taught the laws of Christ. You see, Christ is not a being. Christ is a state of being. And you have the different teachers who came to give the word, which are the Christ teachings. When the Christ said, except through me will you get into heaven, that meant unless you come back within the laws of God of goodness or light, do unto your brother in graciousness and goodness, you're not going to make it into my kingdom, buddy.
Yeah.
Is exactly what it said. Well, you're going to find that Islam is based mostly on Christ teachings, and Muhammad and the Muslim faith, etc. But basically, these are, when it boils right down to it, Christian teachings.
We have to take a break right here, Commander, and we'll be right back after the NBC News. This is KTKK Sandy, Salt Lake City.
Federal Reserve, the entire banking institution collapses. Well, when confronted with this kind of information, someone like poor Perot is so shocked. And you look at the probability of the total collapse of an international stability. This will cost your world. This would cost your world. Well, they're faced then with having to decide what they will do and what contribution they will make. Well, it's obvious that they let Stockdale come in and struggle with these vice presidents in a debate, and the man comes across as senile. He didn't even turn on his hearing aid. Well, everybody can look at that and say, well, maybe Perot, but what if Perot dies? What would we do with this Stockdale? This man is a great patriot. This was a great military man, got the Congressional Medal of Honor. But he acted like a total nerd. This is not an accident. They are grooming Perot. And Bush is hoping that something can be brought forth here. Now we talk about Dan Quayle. There is a person who is incarcerated in a federal prison that they had to shut up in the 88 election, put him into isolation so that he could not talk. This was like a Lyndon LaRouche. You know, we've got to get him behind bars so that there is no way he can interfere with his political process, much less get in there with the truth. So they arrested this man, and they locked him away and literally kept him in solitary confinement until after the 88 election, and no one would listen to him. Well, now over the past 4 years, he's made more and more noise and more and more noise. And so right now, he is coming forth